Are you decent? Come on, get up. You didn't forget about our date, did you? Then why are you still laying in bed? Are you not feeling well? Well, then what's wrong? Nope. No way. You're not getting out of this so easily. Not after we were getting along so well. So? Really? This is your first real date and you're nervous about it? That's adorable. Are you kidding? No, there's absolutely no reason to be embarrassed about that. It's not as if there's a timeline everyone is supposed to follow. That would just be silly. I think it's great that I get to be the first. Yeah. Well, it means I can make sure you have a really good first date. Lots of people have terrible ones. And since you're with me, you'll get to skip all that, and we'll have an amazing time. So, get up, get dressed, and meet me in the cafe downstairs. And don't take too long. There you are. Got you a drink. Of course it's your favorite. You've only been getting this every single morning the entire trip. You thought I wouldn't notice? I told you, nothing escapes me. I see all, I know all. What can I say? It's my life's burden. Yes, I do, in fact, have one of those embarrassing sugary drinks you like to give me grief over. Deal with it. You know I'm adorable. Okay, so, first stop, record shop. I found a really cool one when I was out with my friends that I think you would love. Yeah, it's got all that obscure vinyl you're obsessed with. Plus, we can walk there. It's not far. Yes, I'm holding your hand while we walk. Are you ever gonna get it through your head that I actually like you? Wait, stop for a sec. I like you a lot. So there. Now come on. See? It's like one of those vintage hole-in-the-wall record stores. Mm-hmm. I knew you would like it. Come on, show me some of your favorite albums. Reveal your secrets to me. Oh, okay. I'm all ears. Oh, wait. I nearly forgot. They've got that thing where you can listen to songs in the store. Yeah, just like right back here. Okay. Put the record on. And these headphones. Play me your favorite song. Something upbeat. Something we can move to. You're not telling me you've never had a dance party in a record store before. Come on. I'm gonna get you to stop being so tense if it's the last thing I do. Dance with me. There you go. Loosen up a bit. Shake off your nerves. It's only me, and we've already kissed anyway, so there's no reason to be so skittish. Hey, come here. What? I don't care if anyone sees. Why would I care? Do you care? No, wait. Hang on a second. Are you afraid to be seen with me? I don't care what our classmates might say, because there's absolutely nothing wrong with you, but maybe I had this all wrong. Maybe it's you who doesn't want to be seen with me. Why? What is it? I'm too mainstream for your friends? Well, how exactly was I supposed to take it? Look, I get being nervous because you maybe haven't had a whole lot of experience, but I don't want to be with someone who doesn't want to be seen with me, you know? Are you sure that isn't it? Okay, then let me pull you out of your head. We're going to the pier next. So grab your vinyls and let's get out of here. So, what should we do first? Are you a games man or do you go straight for the rides? I'm not sure I take you for a funhouse fella. Well, I'm partial to the Ferris wheel. See? They've got, like, private little booths. Very romantic. You interested? Okay, come on then. We're in luck. I mean, there's, like, practically no line. This is why middle-of-the-week dates are, like, the only way to go. Here. Come on. Sit with me. You're not, like, secretly afraid of heights or anything, are you? You're just afraid of getting caught with the popular girl? Come on, I had to. This Ferris wheel has an absolutely amazing view of the entire city at the top. And it's extremely private. And isn't it sort of traditional for couples to get a little romantic on rides like this? Come here. Come closer. I don't bite, remember? This is nice. I know we haven't known each other long, but I feel so safe in your arms. I mean it. What more do I have to do to convince you? How about... Does that help? Maybe a few more to really stress my point. What if I did this? Just shifted myself into your lap. This is why I chose this ride, you know. Privacy. And much safer than those ones with the little lap bar. I have always wanted to make out with someone on a Ferris wheel. Nope, I haven't. You're the first. You're not the only one experiencing firsts. Now, shut up and kiss me already. One of my favorite things about you is how quickly I can get you worked up. And you think I can't feel that? I'm sitting right on it. Just keep kissing me. And put your hands on me. I'll grind myself against you. I mean, we don't have much time, but we have enough. Has anyone ever, you know, sucked you off? No? Well, I could, if you wanted. I wouldn't mind at all. I want to, actually. It would make me really hot to have you in my mouth. So, you want to take a massive step outside your comfort zone and get naughty with me on the Ferris wheel? There's the spirit. I know your balls must be aching and your cock throbbing, and I just want to help you out. Make you feel good. No, let me slip down onto my knees. I run my hands up your thighs. Nuzzle your stomach. And rest my cheek in your lap. Unzip your pants. And just pull out your cock. Oh, wow. You look incredible. I haven't seen a lot, but yours? That's fucking textbook. I can't wait to taste you. How does that feel? Don't be ridiculous. No one can see us. You know, you're allowed to enjoy this. And just turn your brain off for a minute, okay? There's nothing but you and me. Your cock. And my tongue. That's right. Let me take care of you. God, the look on your face. You look like you're absolutely not thinking about anything right now. I know, I've never done anything this public before either. We better make it fast, though. Otherwise, someone really will catch us. Are you gonna come for me? If you come now, when we fuck later, you'll last longer. There we go. Yeah. Thrust in my mouth. I like that. Your hand on the back of my head. You look so relaxed now. Like I blew your mind or something. It's kind of cute. Hand me that water bottle, please. Thanks. Refreshing. Come here. Maybe now you'll get it through your head that I really, really want you. Because I like you a lot. All right. We need to calm ourselves. Save some passion for later. We don't want to cause a scandal, do we? Besides, our date's not over yet. I've got you for the entire day. And I don't know about you, but I could use some dinner after this. We could go to that restaurant on Main, a couple blocks from the hotel. Come on, I'm starving. Home sweet hotel room. So, how would you rate our first official date? Did you have fun? Oh, really? Okay, what's the feedback then? Not nearly enough kisses? Seriously? Well, I mean, we can't have that now, can we? I'm gonna get ready for bed. Why don't you do the same and we can cuddle and kiss all you want? Until you give this date a 5-star review? I want you to be fully satisfied after all. I aim to please. This is what I was looking forward to all day. Laying in bed in your arms, your lips on mine, all that. Oh, really? I'm not sure I know what you mean. You don't owe me anything for what happened on the Ferris wheel. It was my pleasure. I like seeing you like that. Worked up, horny to the point of insanity. And that dreamy look you got after? I would love to see that again. So, what do you want? What do you need? Ask me, and it's yours. Oh, you want to feel me, do you? Want me to show you how I like to be touched? Give me your hand. I'm going to put it under my shirt. The smooth skin of my tummy. All the way up to my breast. No, I never sleep in a bra, so your skin is against mine. I give my nipple a tug. Oh, that's it. That feels so good. I've been horny for you all day. But especially since I got to suck your cock and swallow your cum earlier. Kiss the back of my neck while you touch me. Oh, that feels amazing. Oh, you know, I want to touch your cock. Yeah, we can lay here all cuddled up and touch each other. Touch my pussy. Oh, that feels so good. I don't think you need any guidance. You seem to be doing a very good job all on your own. Your cock feels so good in my hand. Yes, please don't stop. I know my pussy is so wet. I've been like that ever since the Ferris wheel. I just want to make you feel good. And you're making me feel so good, too. Your fingers feel so good. You know, you could fuck me. Yeah, if you want to. And please, I want to feel your cock sliding in and out of my pussy, please. What do you think? A little snuggle fuck? Right before bed? Okay. No! Oh my god! Oh my god. Oh, you feel so good inside me, please. Inside me and your fingers on my clit. Oh, you're gonna make me come, please. Oh my god. Oh. I want you to come on my tits. Yeah. Okay, here. Let me stroke your cock. Mm, oh, that's it. Yeah. Ah. Oh, yeah. Oh, come for me. Ah, oh, please come for me. Give me all your cum all over my sweet little titties. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, I know I can see your balls tightening. I know you need to come for me. There he is. I splash it all over my tits. God. Give me a second. I gotta clean myself up. My tits do look really pretty when they're covered in your cum, though, don't they? I can't believe it's our last night here. Then it's back to our real lives, right? Classes and homework and parties. Do you think you might want to stay with me when we get back? I mean, make things official. Do you want to be my boyfriend? Because I would very, very much like to be your girlfriend. Yes? Really? No more thinking you're not good enough? You promise? Then we should seal this with a kiss. Maybe a couple kisses. I'm glad I get to finally call you mine. And that you enjoyed your first official date. You and I are going to have plenty more firsts together, I think. Now get some sleep. We have a long day ahead.